Piecing together the facts has been hard enough for Eric, the facts being buried in classified documents, or declassified documents covered with thick black lines made with marker pens, or worse. Sidney Gottlieb admitted to Eric during one meeting that he had, on his retirement, destroyed the MKUltra files. When Eric asked him why, Gottlieb explained that his ecological sensitivity had made him aware of the dangers of paper overflow. Gottlieb added that it didn't really matter that the documents were ruined, because it was all a waste anyway. All the MKUltra experiments were futile, he told Eric. They'd all come to nothing. Eric left Gottlieb, realizing he'd been beaten by a truly first-class mind. What a brilliant cover story, he thought. In a success-obsessed society like this one, what's the best rock to hide something under? It's the rock called failure. So most of the facts were retained only in the memories of men who did not want to talk. Nonetheless, Eric has constructed a narrative that is just as plausible, even more plausible, than the LSD suicide story. Collecting the facts has been difficult enough, but there has been something even harder. "The old story is so much fun," Eric said. "Why would anyone want to replace it with a story that's not fun? You see, the person who puts the spin on the story controls it from the beginning. It's very hard for people to read against the grain of what you've been told the narrative is about." "Your new story is not as much fun," I agreed. "This is no longer a happy, feel-good story," Eric said, "and I don't like it any better than anyone else does. It's hard to accept that your father didn't die because of suicide, nor did he die because of negligence after a drug experiment. He died because they killed him. That's a different feeling." And vexingly for Eric, on the rare occasions he's convinced a journalist that the CIA murdered his father, the revelation has not been greeted with horror. One writer declined Eric's invitation to attend his press conference, saying, "We know the CIA kills people. That's old news." "In fact," Eric told me, "this would be the first time anyone had ever publicly charged the CIA with murdering an American citizen." "People have been so brainwashed by fiction," said Eric, as we drove to the local Kinko's to pick up the press releases for the conference. "So brainwashed by the Tom Clancy thing. They think, we know this stuff. We know the CIA does this. Actually, we know nothing of this. There's no case of this, and all this fictional stuff is like an immunization against reality. It makes people think they know things that they don't know, and it enables them to have a kind of superficial quasi-sophistication and cynicism, which is just a thin layer beyond which they're not cynical at all." "It isn't that people aren't interested. It's that they are interested in the wrong way." Recently, a theater director approached Eric for his permission to turn the Frank Olson story into an opera about defenestration. But Eric declined, explaining that this was a complex enough tale anyway, even without having the facts sung at an audience. Tomorrow's press conference was really Eric's last chance to convince the world that his father was not an LSD suicide.